It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of, sponsored by CSN. It's not too late. Get enrolled at CSN today. Go to csn.edu now. Budweiser. You know, football season is right around the corner, Carla.
Yes.
Budweiser is trolling Browns fans by installing refrigerators. Refrigerators full of free Bud Light all over the city, but they're going to stay locked, and they're not going to open them until the Browns win their first game.
Yeah, there you go. Which, there's some incentive right there.
Which could be a while. You know what? I really think they're going to have a fairly good season this year.
I actually do, too. I mean, I think they'll, you know, not that they're going to do anything spectacular, but they're going to win some games.
I think
that's a big deal.
So free Bud for everybody when they win their first game in Cleveland. A couple of guys in Tampa got into a heated Facebook argument about politics. One of the guys finally drove over to the other guy's house and shot him in the butt.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You're on Facebook. I never understood why people, first of all, it's right down the block.
Right.
He's your buddy. Why don't you just call him up? The other thing is, I never understood people who converse on Facebook that live together.
I get it if you don't, but yeah, I know.
Hopefully everybody's going to be okay, though.
Well, this study might perpetuate an old stereotype, but even science says it's true. A study in the Journal of Sex Research suggests women who are emotionally unstable are much better in bed. The crazy ones, that's what they say. They scored lower on emotional stability tests, and the guys they were with said, yeah, they're amazing. She's crazy, but she's amazing. They also found that women were more likely to be satisfied. Guys, listen up. If the guy they were with was, quote, thorough and dutiful.
Oh.
So that means we need some, too.
Yeah.
You know, just could you, hello, come back. Yeah.
What an odd combination.
I know. No kidding, but you guys have
maybe that's why Halle Berry is always with
somebody.
I have
always wondered about her. There's something. The only common denominator is Halle, so I'm just saying. And a woman broke up with her boyfriend. This was just this past Monday night, and he responded like a lot of guys would. He stole her toilet.
Yes.
She went to bed, and he was still packing up the last of his stuff. She woke up and was like, where's my toilet? He took my toilet. There's just a hole in the floor.
I need my Van Halen t-shirt.
Yeah, that's right.
And the toilet.
The toilet. I'm taking the toilet. You could have said something. You were sleeping. Yeah, there's just an open pipe now sticking out of the
You know what? Four screws, four bolts.
I love it. He said,
bam.
You know, he told her, you know what? I'm taking the freaking toilet. She didn't believe him.
Oh.
And, well, much to her dismay, what am I going to do now? She had to go to the Taco Bell down the way to use the bathroom. I'm not joking. Not joking.
Are you serious?
Totally.
See, that's
serious.
Why it pays for the woman to be a little bit more crazier than the man.
I just picture her in a bathrobe and slippers. Hi, you guys. My boyfriend took my toilet. I mean, he's my ex now, but he took my toilet.
And give me a number three.
Yeah,
I'll take a number three.
Is it fourth meal time? Yeah, I just want a little.
Well, that's too bad.
Quesadilla. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.